It'll soon be easier to get an A or a B or even pass a class in North Carolina. That's because the State Board of Education has changed its grading scale. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
To get an A, North Carolina students have to score at least 93%. You'll need at least 85% for a B and 69% to pass a class. That's what's known as the 7-point grading scale. And the state's received a lot of complaints about it, says North Carolina Superintendent June Atkinson.
Some parents and some students felt as if they were at a disadvantage when competing with students from other states where they did have 10-point scales.
The new 10-point grading scale means a 90 and above gets you an A, an 80 and above a B, and so on. To pass, you need at least a 60%. That's 9 points below what you currently need. There will be no pluses or minuses. Atkinson acknowledges there are concerns about grade inflation with the new system.
However, as we report grades of students, we also include the numerical grade as well as the alphabetic number of A, B, C, D, F. So any college, any business person who wants to hire one of our students can see the numerical grade.
And see whether a student had a high-scoring A or just squeaked by. The change takes effect beginning with next year's freshman class. Older students will stick with the current 7-point grading scale. It's only mandatory for high school students. Local school boards can determine grading scales for elementary and middle school students. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.